Ephesians chapter 1. Last week we talked about, or last lesson we talked about some things on regarding to the book and how many chapters there was and how many verses and all, and who wrote it, and the comparison between that and Colossians and all. But this, we left off in verse 2. If you will, turn to chapter 1, verse 2. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places and where? In Christ. You know, that grace and peace, when God through Paul says that, that's from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you think about it for a second, that's the official attitude that proclaims to the Christ-rejecting world today, and especially towards us. Every one of Paul's epistles starts out grace and peace. And that's totally different between war and judgment. So that's when that's what God, how God looks at us and the world today. Verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Blessed be. You know, that blessed means to confer well-being and prosper upon something or someone. But it's used as a verb here, and it's written, and that's to speak good or speak well about, giving good things, enjoying happiness, giving high praises, all spiritual blessings, a blessings given by the Spirit, or the blessings by that Spirit. So all things, it says, all spiritual things that God the Father can speak well of equals all spiritual blessings. So a heavenly place is the, actually, when it says, talk about heavenly places, where is that at? Have you ever noticed in your King James Bible, there's italics places there, right? It could say heavenlies, but that's a person. Places is exactly what it is, a place. And that's the location where it is in heaven. And the reason why places are there, the Bible translated, because the Greek language pronounced places is assumed that it's there. Go with me to Revelations chapter, hold your finger there, get Revelations chapter 12, and you'll see what we're saying here as we look at the places. Revelations chapter 12, Revelations chapter 12, verse 7 and 8. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in what? So there's a place up there, right? And he's talking about that place. Go to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So it's a reference to a place. Chapter 2, verse 6, Ephesians. Chapter 2, verse 6. And he raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in where? Christ Jesus. The same in 3:10, chapter 3:10. Intent to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now, you know that we're seated in heavenly places. All spiritual blessings is in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That verse that we're talking about is the essence of grace. We bless him because he what? Blessed us. We love him because he first what? Loved us. You know these verses. So the sources of our blessing here is from who?
Christ Jesus.
Look at the verse. Blessed be God who?
Father.
The Father. That's the blessings of God the Father. He made us rich in Christ. Our inheritance describes our wealth in Him. But the blessing is from God the Father. God the Father, you got to remember this. God the Father is the source. God the Son is the channel. And God the Holy Spirit is the minister of these riches. And that's how it's broke down and described that. They're all three, aren't they? They're all three God. Paul in Ephesians focus on that triune God throughout the whole book. The mystery of God, the Father, mystery of God, mystery of the Father, mystery of the Son. It's all through the Bible, or at least these books. Now, the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the official name of God the Father. He's the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. Hold your finger and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 3 and 4. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and of the God of all comfort, who comfort us in all tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Isn't that comfortable? You know, I'm not saying that, but isn't that, if you know somebody's in tribulations or trouble, and you know who God the Father, the full of mercy, isn't it wonderful that you can be able to comfort somebody? Because God has come. That's exciting. And that God the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to share something with you. Hold your finger there. I'm going to go off the grid just for a second. Go to Genesis chapter 1. God. In the beginning, God created, right? How do you know that? That's what the Bible says. In the beginning, chapter 1, Genesis, verse 1, in the beginning, God. You see that God? Mm-hmm. And then verse, the Spirit of God moved. Verse 3, and God said. Verse 4, God said. All through there, it's God. He's the big G, isn't he? But look down through here. You get down here close to, it's God all through chapter 1. Then when you get over here, chapter 2 of Genesis, verse 4, after God created and made, it says, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. You see that? The big LG. Lord God. And that's all through chapter 2, because now he's starting to deal with creating man. And I was looking at this the other day. It's Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, all through chapter 2 until you get to chapter 3. And chapter 3, verse 1 says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath the Lord God said? God. You know what that serpent just did? That's where the battle's at. He wants to be like the Lord. He's not going to recognize God, Lord God, Jehovah God, for who he is. And he goes down there and talks about, he says, hath God not said, and all that. And he says, God has said, you shall not surely die, for God doth know in the day. God. See, he's equal with them. Then verse 8 in chapter 3, and they heard the voice of the who?
Lord God.
He's going right back to who he is. And he goes to the man. Then he goes to the woman. Then he goes to the serpent. And it's Lord God. So I just want to share that with you about how Satan can take these words and these titles and make him evil or just disregard God. Back in Ephesians chapter 1. So you think about the Father of mercies and the God of comfort all. That's Lord God. That's Lord Jesus Christ, by the way. The blessings flow from God the Father through Jesus Christ by His Holy Spirit to us. In first, Ephesians chapter 1, verses, and we're going to go down through these verses in a little bit, but I'm just going to give you the idea that God the Father is in chapter 1, verses 3 and 6, and that's past blessings hath given us. You with me? And that's a part of the service, election. So you're a part of the elect when you believe that and he's given you that. It's not that God preordained you to be here today. We know that. He preordained a body. And God the Son, if it's in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 12, that's present blessings right now. Pleasant blessings. And that's about redemption. That's about redemption. Then God the Holy Spirit is in Ephesians 1, 13 through 14. That's future blessings, and we get certification there. So you got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all through that first chapter. And we'll, you know, go through that a little bit more, but you needed to see that. I'm going to read two verses to you about blessings and sparing. Romans chapter 8, verse 32 says, "He spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give all things?" Okay? Well, he delivered him up. He can give us freely of all things. Colossians 2:10 says, "And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and powers." You're complete in Christ Jesus right now. That's exciting, guys. No, sit down a little bit. Don't, hold your peace a little bit. Don't get crazy on me. No, just joking. But look, all things are of and in Christ. Blessed with all spiritual blessings. Those blessings is of the Spirit in Christ. And you contrast that with the Israel and the prophetic program. Be turning to Deuteronomy chapter 7. In times past, God promised Israel physical blessings. Did he not? If you know your Bible, you know they got physical blessings and material blessings as a reward for obedience. If they did this, they got this. That's physical blessings. In Deuteronomy chapter, where did I say go, 7? Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting with verse 12. "Wherefore, if it come shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he shall spare unto thy fathers. And he will love thee and bless thee and multiply thee. He will also bless the fruit of thy womb and the fruit of thy land, thy corn and thy wine and thy oil, the increase of thy kine and the flocks of thy sheep in the land which he spared unto the fathers to give thee. Thou shalt be blessed above all people. Thou shalt not be male or female bearing among you and among your cattle. And the Lord will take away from thee all sicknesses and put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee, but will lay them unto all them that hate thee. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. Thy eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shall they serve their gods, for they will be a snare unto thee." That's a physical blessings, by the way. That's what Israel's supposed to be in to the world. When they done these things, people would look at them and say, "This is who you are. You're a god." But Leviticus 26, we're not going there, it reverses that. Because if you don't, you get the curses. Deuteronomy chapter 8, but same way. This does not mean, by the way, that God exalts physical blessings over spiritual blessings. In fact, didn't God tell Israel in Matthew, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these physical things will follow"? That's what he's saying there. You still got to seek God. Israel still had to seek God, spiritual, didn't he? And then by doing that, they got physical blessings. That physical blessings was promised for the obedience, spiritual faithful to obey them by faith. You know, that's what you talk about. Well, if they broke that, they're going to lose their salvation. If they broke that, they can lose this and that. That's not what it says there. That's physical. Israel was a physical people. And people would saw them and seen them get healed. You know the 10 plagues of Egypt. You do, don't you? So go like this to appease me a little bit. But you do. And those 10 plagues affected the 10 gods of Egypt. That's who they worship, and God put them all down. By the way, the first three affected the Israel too, you know. They was just assumed by that also, but those are physical things. Deuteronomy 28, national, here goes national wealth or poverty are based on a faithful obedience. So when they did those things, they got abundance wealth. Now, where was that wealth at? In the land, wasn't it? They saw it. They was healthy and wealthy and wise. When a faithful saint is living in an unfaithful nation, they suffered a curse. So even though they was faithful, that nation was, they wasn't faithful, they got a part of that curse. They didn't get blessings. Physically wise. And become of a system to be rich. And they were successful. That's what Romans, wait a minute. Matthew chapter 1. Matthew 1, 21. Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21 says, And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save, what's that word?
Yes.
His people from what? Their sins. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Acts chapter 3, verse 25. Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenants which God made with our fathers, and saying to Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. And to you first, God, having raised up his son Jesse, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from your what? Iniquities. Okay? You see what he's doing there? How's he blessing them? Jesus Christ is coming there to fulfill that. Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11. If they were so successful in doing what God said, why would Jesus Christ come and give them blessings? He wouldn't, would he? Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 25. Excuse me, 26. Well, 25 just as good. For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceit, that blindness is in part has happened to Israel, and to the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. You know, people want you to be a part of a blind nation today. That don't make sense, does it? They want you to be a part of Israel's program that God set up for them in times past. This verse right here says blindness has happened in part of them. So why would you want to follow a blind man? That don't make sense. Many of you drive behind blind men sometimes driving instead of walking. But look, verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant unto them when I shall take away their sins. So God Almighty, that physical blessing and doing that law and keeping that promises and all that stuff didn't mount to a hill of beans through this. Because Jesus Christ comes and he's going to attack it. And they are told that they lack the physical blessings is because of the sin problem of the nation. That's why they wasn't continuing prospering. Judgment was cast on them several times through the Bible. But now, what's going on right now. Get Philippians chapter 4. But now, there are no physical blessings promised. Now, hear me out now. Promised, just like they promised them in the age of grace, which you are obedient to. You with me? I think that's the key there. If you try to be obedient with what God gave Israel, what benefit is it for you right now? Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need. Now, don't say what?
Needs.
I want a 60-inch TV, guys. I want my driveway paved. It don't say needs. It said need. According to his riches in glory. By who? By Christ Jesus. So were you seated? All your spiritual blessings is where? You have it right there. The idea is how we tap into that spiritually and how we get our physical, I don't say physical blessings, but it don't say that you're being obedient, you get those. God shall supply your need. This is the verse is almost as a direct reference to first Ephesians 1:3. God had not promised or shrouded or sealed of any members of the body of Christ for either poverty or pain. You know that. Many of you are sitting right here in pain today. Many of you are sitting here right here today, you know, paycheck to paycheck. You know, wondering where your next meal is going to come from. It's sad, isn't it? But that's a part of the world we live in, really. But we got the mind of Christ on. We can say, you know something? I can do without that 60-inch TV this week. I'm gonna pay my electric bill. I'm just joking. You know, I'm just making those points. In fact, God instructs us to be content in whatsoever state we are. That 55 inches is just gonna have to do me, isn't it? Yeah. You know, that truck of mine is just gonna have to be okay, even though I like a four-wheel drive Jeep. I'm bad about that, you know? Won't. But, you know, you sit there and you think about it. Well, if it happens, it happens, that type of thing. But anyway, you don't put yourself in a debt that hurts your family. You know, I don't want to work my wife no more than what she's already working, you know? You know, but anyway, look, I better move on. She might throw something at me. But look, we learn to be abased and how to be abound. Philippians 4, you're there. Verses 10 through 19 tells us that. I'm not going to read it for sake of time. It tells us. Romans 8, 22 and 23, it talks about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let's read that one. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Starting with verse 16. Wherefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me, for this cause I have sent unto you Timotheus, who is my beloved son and faithful in the Lord, who shall bring you in remembrance of my way, which be in Christ, and teach every man in every church. Now some of are puffed up, and though I would not come to you. There's some things there. If I read that verse right, yeah. There's some things there that Christ, Paul is telling these guys, don't get puffed up in the flesh here. You know, don't worry about those physical things. Everything is spiritual. In Christ, spiritual, you can do all things. Is that right? I could do all things in Christ, right? That strengthens me. What is that? Does that mean you can go out here and walk through a wall? You know that. That's how that doctrine gets inside of you, and you can make some decisions. Does it not mean that God is not going to do anything physical today? No, it don't mean that. The Philippian saint sent Paul an offering sacrifice, but Paul acknowledges that the offering came as a result of sound doctrine in the souls of the believers, giving a spiritual reason which physically helped Paul. Paul needed money, didn't he, guys? So what did those saints do? They gathered money and sent it to her, and it helped Paul physically. So it's not that you can't. You know, God is working today through the manifestation of the body of Christ, as in the words commend itself in the heart of the believers, which works out to carry the work of the ministry. That's what we're talking about here. The scope of our blessings and spiritual blessings is the sphere of blessings in heavenly places in Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting with verse 42. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body and raised a spiritual body. There is a natural and a spiritual body. That's what it's all about. Do you have a natural body? Mm-hmm. What is that? That's what you are in right now. And then you also have a spiritual body. And this is what Paul in the advanced mystery truths of the book of Ephesians is going to start shedding your light on, is where you're seated in heavenly places and how you're supposed to act. Even today in the nasty now, you can act as if you're already there. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. According. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Once again, what is that hath? Are you waiting on that?
No.
Isn't that exciting to know that you already have all spiritual blessings right up front? And you didn't do anything but believe in His Son, die for your sins, bury and rose again. I'm thinking, that's riches, isn't it? And we don't even know, our mind can't comprehend what all that is. I just can't wait for this body to go. You know, we talk about all the time, I'd much rather for the Lord pluck me out of here now than take a dirt bath. But if I had to take a dirt bath, I'll be happy with that too. Because I know where I'm going spiritually, and I hope you do too.
Should be running around the room.
There you go. Should be. My luck, I'll trip. They put some cords here now, and I'm like, uh-oh, they're going to catch me. You're going to see me fall right on my face. But anyway, according, verse 4, according as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in what? In love, according as the God the Father has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. In other words, all those spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ are according to the eternal plan that God designed as in and will carry out. You with me on that? God had a plan for eternity, and He has chosen us in Him. And He's going to carry that out in spiritual blessings in ages to come. At mystery program, before the world began, Ephesians 1:4. And you have the prophetic program, as we know, as you study the twofold purpose, the foundations of the world, according to Acts 3:21. You got something before the foundations, you got something from the foundations of the world. And that chosen in Him. Chosen. God the Father chooses. And that chosen are the elect of God. What does Mark chapter 13 verse 21 say? Mark 13 verse 21. Mark 13, 21. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, He is there, believe it, leave Him not. The elect are what? Saved people. So if people say He's here, He's there, you should know where Lord Jesus Christ is at. You know, a lot of people say, you know, Jesus was down to the church building last night or down on the street last night. Where's God at today, by the way? Or, and where's he dwell? Where's God the Holy Spirit dwell? Okay, he's right there. He's with you all the time. And the elect are the saved people only. That's what this is talking about. The elect are the saved people only. God don't elect lost people to serve him. They choose that. So when you look at the election, you look at the fact that people, it's a position, it's a position that believers have in Christ. Colossians 3:12. Put on therefore the elect God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long suffering. That election is that position that believers have in Christ. And God the Father, before the foundation of the world, chose the body of Christ for those that believe the gospel of the grace of God. So as we look at this timeline, before the world began, well, from the foundations of the world, God promised some things on the earth. And through the rise of the nation of Israel, God promised them physical blessings and spiritual blessings. But they had to perform to get to be obedient for those blessings. It's not to say God wasn't with them, because he was. They made a choice if they became obedient or not. All through here, Lord Jesus Christ died, he comes back, and now they got to have those blessings to get them through this time period right here. This is the prophetic program from the foundations of the world. But what God did, and through the Apostle Paul has revealed, something he kept secret, was the fact that now the body of Christ is made manifest, and that from what God is doing, he formed a body. And how do you get in that body, guys, today?
Believe.
What do you believe? In keeping the Ten Commandments?
No.
Being water baptized? No. Joining churches? Paying tithes? No. You believe that Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Your identification is with him. He places you in a body that God had purpose in him before the foundation of the world. Father, once again, we thank you for the things you've given us freely. In your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.